Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Pro podcast, where we interview entertainment pros about their careers and how they became successful in the industry. The secrets to their success here every week. Here's your host, Sean Ventura.
Hey everyone, today's episode of The Mandalorian is Season 2, Episode 10, The Passenger. Okay, so we open on a little recap and then we go to Mando on a speeder bike, riding through the desert on Tatooine, and there's an ambush of these bandits, and I've never seen any of these bandits before. A couple of them look like Jawas, but different. Has anybody seen these bandits before in any of the Star Wars universe? I never have. If you have, comment on the post. They set up a rope and knock over his speeder bike, and there's a big fight that happens. He has a bandit threatens the child with a knife to his throat, and Mando offers him his jetpack in exchange. Once the child is safe, he sends the bandit into the sky with his jetpack. Mando says to the child, "Are you okay?" He really does care for him. It reminded me of the movie The Professional, where Jean Reno is a hitman and he befriends a 10-year-old girl who is Natalie Portman, whose family is killed. And he goes from this empty, cold killer to someone who cares about someone else. Mando is starting to do the same thing. He really does care about the child, and he wants to protect it. But maybe the child is protecting him. Baby Yoda has some serious powers, as we saw in Season 1. But I did notice that Mando needs a shower or a hose because he still is covered with goop from the crate dragon from being inside his mouth and blowing him up. And it's pretty gross. It's like green. Okay, Mando, we cut to a montage of the Mandalorian walking through the desert to a settlement with the speeder parts and the child on his shoulders, literally. And he also has some dragon meat. He comes upon a bar in the settlement, which has a huge cockroach, and we're calling him Dr. Mandiball, or Pelimoto, the woman who is the mechanic who fixes his ship and helps him out, is playing cards in a bar with this giant cockroach called Dr. Mandiball. Mando explains that he did get this armor, but he didn't find a Mandalorian. Amy Sedaris, or Pelimoto, says, "You're in luck because this guy I'm playing in cards knows where some Mandalorians are." She says that their contact will be at the hangar later. So they go back to her mechanic shop to grill some dragon meat. Mando has to take this passenger, who is a frog woman, Pelimoto convinces him of this, to a destination on the estuary moon of Trask, where her husband is. She cannot go at hyperspeed because her eggs are fertilized and they will die if you go to hyperspace. So he agrees to take her to her destination because on this planet, supposedly there are Mandalorians, and that's who he needs to find to bring Baby Yoda home to his people. The child sees the eggs from the passenger, and the child eats an egg. As they're flying through the galaxy, two X-Wing fighters from the Star Wars movies comes upon Mando and asks for credentials. Mando sort of tries to talk his way out of it, almost talks his way out of it, and then they say there's new rules for the Republic and you have to have these credentials, and basically Mando makes a run for it and the X-Wing fighters chase him. Mando makes a really cool escape, some great flying on this ice planet, which the question is this the ice planet Hoth from The Empire Strikes Back? It looks just like it. It's very cold. Looks like Antarctica. Could this be planet Hoth? I don't know. Tell me what you think in the comments. So Mando outruns the X-Wing fighters and he sort of crashes the Razor Crest under this little overhang of ice, and the hull is ruined. It's got a huge hole in it. Mando goes under the cockpit and finds the child under some blankets, and he eats another egg. It's like, what is going on? So the frog woman takes over a droid's voice box, and she explains that these are the last eggs of her species, and she has to get them to her husband, which Pelimoto already explained, and that we have to go to Trask. And Mando says, "We're probably not going anywhere because look at this hull and I don't know if I can fix it." And then she convinces him to fix it. And she takes over the voice because they don't speak the same language. So Mando goes outside to fix the Razor Crest. There's a lot of damage. Things are leaking. There's sparks. And he's out there for a while working on it. And the child comes out and tries to motion him back into the ship. Like, come here, check this out. And he's like, "I'm not coming. I'm fixing this thing. Wait a minute." And finally the child walks away. So of course, Mandalorian gets up and goes to see what's going on, and they go back into the ship and see that the frog woman and her eggs are gone. So they follow her tracks. The Mandalorian has this sort of inside of the helmet, which is a lot like Iron Man or Terminator, so he can see the tracks more clearly in the snow, and he follows the tracks into this ice cave, which, going back to Hoth, you know, is this monster going to come out that came to get Luke? It's a little eerie, it's a little creepy. Where did this woman go? It's not very safe. The child and Mando come upon her in a hot springs bath with all of the eggs in it getting warm. And she says, "It's warm, it's warm." And Mando's like, "We got to get out of here," and start scooping up the eggs.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, of course, the child goes over and inspects these other round spheres that are on the ground in the ice. And it turns out that he opens one of them up and eats a baby spider. And then all of a sudden, all of these spheres open up and a million spiders come out. And then some bigger spiders come out and the big mama comes out and they run from this giant spider that looks really scary and has teeth, and they're shooting at it. The frog woman starts, what's really cool is the frog woman starts jumping like a frog to run faster. She can cover more ground if she's jumping like a frog, which is really funny. Cool to watch. Mando hits the big spider with a huge bomb, detonates it, and the smaller ones with lasers, and the child is surrounded by spiders in the ship. They're coming into the hull of the open hull of the ship, and they're all being surrounded by spiders, even though Mando's trying to burn them and shoot them. They're just overwhelmed, and right as three or four spiders congregate on Baby Yoda's head, a laser comes out, and it's the frog woman. She shoots all the spiders dead and saves Baby Yoda. Well, it doesn't look good because the entire ship in the hull is being overwhelmed by all these spiders. And then the huge, big spider comes out, even though a bomb detonated on her, and attacks the cockpit of the ship and is like breaking the glass and breaking through with her legs and has this huge mouth that sucks onto the ship and it's going to eat everybody and kill everybody. And all of a sudden, these lasers come out and they kill the big spider. And so Mando goes outside to see who helped him, and guess who it is? It's the X-Wing fighter Rebel pilots. They have the same X-Wing fighters and the same orange suits and the same helmets that Luke had in Star Wars A New Hope, where he blew up the Death Star. And it's very, very cool to see them mixed in with this new Mandalorian show, mixing once again the old and the new Star Wars characters. And they have a little conversation about an arrest and risking how Mando risked his life, and but the X-Wing pilots decide to not arrest him and leave him alone because he saved some rebels, according to some documents that they found on the computer in the ship. The X-Wing fighters fly off into the galaxy, and the child eats one more egg at the end. He's sitting on Mando's lap in the cockpit, and the frog woman is sleeping, and he eats the egg. But I think that the story is going to be in one of the next few episodes that the child or Baby Yoda is actually protecting these eggs. At this point, I think he has three or four eggs that he's eaten. And you think he just loves to eat these eggs. But I think that he's taking them inside of his body and just protecting them in case something happens to the other eggs, because he knows that this is the last batch of eggs for the species. So we'll see what happens. What are your thoughts on that? And my thoughts on the episode in general, I mean, I'll give it a rating. I would say, once again, it's an 8 out of 10. Close to a 9, because it was just so much fun. I mean, these episodes, the first one going back to Tatooine and having the sand people and the Jawas, and this one having X-Wing fighter pilots and the Rebel outfits, and then being on the planet, which I'm assuming is Hoth, and going back to the ice cave. I mean, it's just so reminiscent of my childhood and watching these Star Wars movies. And it's mixing the old Star Wars movies characters with the new Star Wars movies characters. It's just very cool. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world right now. And it's so much fun to escape to this place where things are just, you know, mixed with my childhood. And my son, who is 16, his childhood, because he's really into The Mandalorian too. So it's just very cool that we can share that, text back and forth about the episodes, and I'm sure everyone out there is talking about it with their friends and family, and it's just a very cool escape. And I'm part of all these Facebook groups now. The Lights, Camera, Pro podcast is part of the Mandalorian Costume and Prop Builders group, the Mandalorian group. There's several groups, and everybody is making costumes for Halloween, and they're making helmets or buying helmets and buying baby Yodas, and it's just so much fun. So leave comments below in this post of what you thought about the review, but also, you know, your thoughts on the episode. Is it Planet Hoth? Is Baby Yoda hiding the eggs to protect them, or did he actually eat them? And we will see you in the next episode, which will be Season 2, Episode 11, next Friday. All right, thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Lights, Camera, Pro podcast, where entertainment pros talk about how they made their dream into a career.
Go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and subscribe, rate, and review.
Thanks to Bob Juergens for the rockin' VO and Joseph McDade for the music.
If you like this episode, subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening, and tell your friends to share on social media. And thanks. All right, see you next time.